To all who come to our happy place, welcome to the No Guilt Disney podcast, where we have no guilt about our love of all things Disney.
We are three Disney fangirls who probably know more about the Disney parks than most grown women should, and we're perfectly okay with that.
100% okay with that over here.
Yeah, I have no complaints and I have no plans to change. Hello, everyone. My name is Teresa, and you can find me on Twitter at Gertie the Dino.
I'm Jane, and you can find me on Instagram at RealMousewifeWDW.
Hey, y'all. I'm Patty Holiday from NoGuiltDisney.com and No Guilt Travel, a travel agency that specializes in Disney and Universal vacations. You can find me on all socials at No Guilt Life. And today is the Great Muppet Show! Because it's time to light the lights, y'all. We're going to dig into the Muppets, talk all about what's going on, what's happened, what's happening. And we know there's a big fandom out there of, you know, around these little dudes. Teresa and Jane are going to fill you in on a lot of stuff because I'll be honest, I like Muppets. I enjoy them. I have some long-seated history from my childhood with them. All good things, all good memories, but they're not my fandom. They're not my jam. I don't know every little thing about everything about Muppets. However, I think Teresa does. So we got that covered, guys. We've got that covered. I'm going to be learning along with the rest of you guys. So why the Muppets? Why are we talking about this? I think it came up because there was that tease for this great big Muppet announcement that we all saw, and we were throwing around some suggestions of what that could mean, and that turned into let's do a Muppet episode. Do I have that right, ladies? Isn't that how we came up with this one?
Yes, and this even started back sometime last year. I think there was news that came out that Imagineering was essentially going to kind of take in the Muppets from, you know, as where that's where they were going to live within Disney. And so if I don't know if either of you remember, there were these Twitter and Instagram posts between, you know, a Muppet would do a little video and then they would tag an Imagineer, and then an Imagineer would do a little video and then they would tag a Muppet to kind of do this big chain. So at that point, I was like, I feel like something is going on here. I'm like, are they ready to announce something? And then obviously COVID happened, so if anything was in the plans, it was gone. But then a few weeks ago, the Muppet Twitter account, they were saying, oh, we've got some news coming up. And I'm like, okay, well, now I'm all in. I'm like, it could be many things. It could be something movie related, it could be something park related, but I love Muppets, so I didn't really care what it was going to be. I'm like, it can be anything or all the things, and I'm super excited. And so if you hadn't already seen the news that came out, is the Muppet Show on February 19th will be coming to Disney Plus. I'm very excited. This is something I've wanted since they announced Disney Plus, but I know that there were issues with clearing the music rights. I don't know if all of that will be resolved or if there'll be condensed episodes like I know SNL has done when they are streaming old episodes. But yes, I'm super excited. Do either of you, did you watch The Muppet Show or is it less familiar? If you watch this, will be your first time seeing it?
So growing up, I definitely watched The Muppet Show, but it's not something that it was like, oh, I remember this episode and I remember that episode. And honestly, I have a really bad memory to begin with. But I did watch it growing up. I remember vaguely how it went. But to be honest, I don't know necessarily that I'm going to rewatch it on Disney Plus because I have a really hard time watching shows. I have to be in a very, very specific mood, which is why my, you know, list of genres is three deep and none of them have any substance. So, because watching TV for me is so hard. So I'll try, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes this time.
So the original Muppet Show started, it ran from 1974 to 1981. So that's how far back we got to go. And I know a lot of you guys listening are the 80s, that's ice ages, you know, that's so far away. Look, I'm the child of the 80s. I embrace my 80isms. I am Gen X all the way. Love it, love it, love it. So I actually do remember The Muppet Show was not something that my family, you know, had on the calendar that we sat down and we watched every single week. However, we did watch it. And there's some episodes that I was scrolling through and looking at, you know, some of the guest stars that they had. First of all, y'all, from the 70s, the late 70s, early 80s, these are the who's who of who was a big deal going on at the time. Like Dudley Moore, for example, is one of the guest stars. And I know that was right around the time that Arthur was coming out, right? We had John Cleese. We had Dom DeLuise. Just everybody that you can think of. Steve Martin. He was on there back in the 70s. So if you're kind of thinking, oh, that's so old school, I don't want to watch this, you might want to, because there's some really big names that had a lot of fun with the Muppets and that were on this show. And so I have a question for you guys. Have you looked at, or is there any of the shows that are on your list of what you want to watch first? Because Jane, I have one for you.
Oh, gosh.
Did you know that Elton John was a guest host?
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So like, as you're saying these people, that's where – this is how bad my memory is. And prior to recording, we're going to talk about something else. But prior to recording, I said to Teresa, it's almost like somebody needs to tell me or show me the thing, and then I remember. So if you had asked me 2 minutes ago – list people that have hosted, my two that I can remember was Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton.
Yep. I listen to this stream.
When you say Elton, I can see him on there. I can see his outfit. I can see his glasses. Because by the way, for those of you who don't know at home, I love me some Elton John.
Yeah. So Elton is probably going to be the first episode that I watch because, again, I grew up with Elton John, but kind of peripherally, like I liked Elton John, but I wasn't a Jane Elton John stan.
You didn't squeal.
I don't know. Yeah, I did not squeal. However, when I watched the movie Rocket Man that came out last year, I am now obsessed with Elton John. Like, that biopic just totally got my attention and I dig the dude. So I will, Elton John's going to be the first episode that I watch. I will probably also have to watch Gilda Radner and,
Yes.
And John Denver, because John Denver is the soundtrack of my childhood. My mom played John Denver like all the time. So those are the three that I know are on my list. Teresa, who's on your list?
So, Gilda Radner is very high up there because I adore her. She's just one of those iconic people that I think about. I'm like, if I could be a little bit more like her in my day-to-day life, I would love that. Like, I adore Gilda Radner. I'm probably just going to start from the beginning and go all the way through because growing up, I think I haven't seen full episodes of The Muppet Show. Like, I haven't seen them. And I think that's why I'm so excited to finally have access to it like this. You know, I grew up, you know, late 80s, early 90s. So for me, it was Muppet Babies and it was the movies. And I feel like since Disney got the Muppets, they really struggled with how to use them in like a television format. Cause you know, we had the Muppets on ABC, we had Muppets Now on Disney Plus, and it just felt like it never quite came together in a way that I wanted it to. So I'm super excited to actually go back and see the Muppets really in their prime and kind of how everybody started to get introduced to them and fall in love with them. I'm excited to see that. And hopefully it will inspire Disney for whenever they try a new Muppet thing. They'll be like, they'll get it right after watching this and be like, this is what we need to be doing.
Yeah, I'm excited. Like I said, even though it's not, you know, one of my massive fandoms, I am excited from the historical aspect to see some of these folks that are no longer with us in such a wholesome and pure way. What I always loved about the Muppets, because let's talk about the Muppet movies for a minute here. The first Muppet movie was called The Muppet Movie, and it came out in 1979. So that was one of my first memories of movie-going experience, was going to see The Muppets. And so every time after that they would have a new Muppet movie, you know, my mom knew that I wanted to go and she'd make sure that it happened. So the three in the 70s and 80s were the Muppet Movie, The Great Muppet Caper, and Muppets Take Manhattan. And I absolutely adored every single one of those. Those were prime, you know, Patty movie experience kind of watching. After that, I bounced out and I didn't get into the Muppet Babies and I didn't like continue to follow the thread until we get to 2011 with the Muppets that had Amy Adams and Jason Segel in it. That show is great. It was great. It was such a good like comeback of bringing them all together. So I hear you on the whole like the Muppet shows on TV, like they can't quite seem to get that right. However, they had some really great movies that they've done in the past and they're still watchable. I mean, I haven't watched anything in detail lately, but I know Lucy has and she is howling with laughter when she watches the Muppets. So it still converts to little kids anyway.
Yeah, when you started to like mention those movies and just the timing of them, that was like my prime childhood time. And the Muppets Take Manhattan, I think I watched that probably no less than 500 times on HBO back when like HBO was like the only cool cable station that we had. And I can hear like the original HBO primer that used to come on and like the music they would play before it. But I watched that movie over and over and over and over again. So like the movies more stand out for me than necessarily the show, which makes sense because when you said when the show was out, I was literally a toddler. But those movies, I have seen those movies many, many times. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And I feel that way about the holiday movies. So I know I've expressed my love for Muppet Family Christmas many, many times. But I mm-hmm. actually think the Muppet Christmas Carol is the best version of a Christmas Carol that exists.
I agree. And I would like to point out that I agree with Teresa on something. And I would like to high five and signal this as a sign of unity and what's to come.
Yeah, see, this is what the Muppets does. It brings everyone That's right. together.
This is what the world needs.
Yes, and if you haven't seen it, I do want to say the show Prop Culture that's on Disney Plus, the entire series is great, but they do have an episode that's just about props from the Muppet movie. It's wonderful. It's very emotional. So if you're a Muppet fan and you haven't watched that episode yet, definitely go find it. There is at least one Muppet appearance. But yes, so go see the Muppet movie episode of Prop Culture on Disney Plus.
All right.
Need to check that out.
Oh, and also, this is not on Disney Plus. But if you haven't seen it, I think we're gonna segue into talking about the Muppets at the theme park soon. But there is a special. You can find it on, I think it's Vimeo. It's not on YouTube, but there's the Muppets at Walt Disney World from I think 1990. Also, go watch that.
Are you in it?
I am not. I could have been because that was my trip was in 1990. I could have been. And I may have watched it and tried to find myself in the background.
Oh my god.
But right, so if you like classic, if you like, you know, old school Walt Disney World or mid school Walt Disney World would be the 90s. Right. But if you like seeing, you know, classic Disney and you like Muppets, go enjoy this time warp of the Muppets during 1990 in Walt Disney World.
All right, Teresa, I'm opening up that segue, and longtime listeners, I think they've already heard this story, but for those that are new, since this is Muppet-centric, go ahead and tell us about your most favorite picture that you've ever taken in Epcot before.
Yes, this is it. I won't say it's my most favorite Disney picture, because obviously that is me meeting Gertie. At, you know, at age five. That's obviously number one. But I think one of my favorite moments I've ever had in a Disney park was I was there. I can't remember how many years ago it was at this point, but I was in Epcot and all of a sudden, you know, around the corner in Future World comes the Muppet Mobile Labs. And if you never saw this in person, it was essentially Beaker and Dr. Bunsen Honeydew. And they had this vehicle that they would kind of move around in through Future World, and then they would do a little mini show, and it involved audience participation. And by luck, I happened to be one of the people that they picked for this experience. So I got to have my moment in Disney of me interacting with a Muppet for a few minutes. And yeah, it's absolutely as bizarre and surreal as you would expect, because there's these characters I grew up with and it's responding to things that I'm saying. And I am so happy that when this was going on, and they had a PhotoPass photographer who was there wandering around. And so as soon as I finished my experience talking with them, they came over to me and I was still stunned. So I was glad they found me, and they just kind of like went and got my magic band and scanned it for me.
Oh my gosh.
So I didn't have to be like, I was like, no, I don't have to worry about it. It's all good. Yes. So the Muppet Mobile Labs, obviously, I think that's like my peak Disney memory. So for me, that's peak Muppets in the parks memory. But that's not the only Muppet experiences that we have in Walt Disney World. So do either of you have, you know, specific Muppet memories or just things that you've done in the park with Muppets that stand out to you?
Well, the one thing that I loved was the very first time that my whole family went on a big vacation trip to Walt Disney World. We went as like day guests all the time when we lived in Florida, but my babies were babies. They were so little, they didn't remember. So a couple years later, we had moved to Texas and we went back for our big family trip. And I was so excited to take them to the Muppets 3D experience, mostly because I wanted to lift the mat and show them how the key was under the mat. I was so geeked out and so excited by all the little details that are in Disney parks. This was, I mean, I've always loved the Disney parks, but that was the time frame where I really was watching it through my kids' eyes and becoming a little kid again myself, I guess. I don't know, but I was really, really into finding all these details and all the hidden secrets and stuff like that. And so that was one of the first things that I made them go do, even though we were there for like Star Wars weekend. I was like, forget Star Wars. We got to go see the Muppets because I got to show you something. And I had to lift up the mat, you know, to show them that the key was indeed under the mat.
That's so
funny. So there was, as I was looking through, I was trying to refresh my memory because, you know, obviously Muppet Vision 3D is something that I think a lot of us hold near and dear, even if we don't go all the time, because it's such an iconic attraction in the parks. And it's the one of the last big projects that Jim Henson was involved with. So I think just for the Muppet history, it's important. And a few years ago, we also had the great moments in history with the Muppets. But I wanted to kind of refresh my memory on anything Muppet related that I may have forgotten. And there are two things I came across that were completely new to me. So one were these two stage shows with walk-around characters that existed at MGM Studios in the early 90s. So that's Here Come the Muppets and Muppets on Location. And I haven't had a chance to watch them yet. I'm absolutely going to as soon as we finish this, because it's live action Muppets, and I guess in the only way that they could be live action. But Jane, I sent it to you because I thought you would have been the one of the three of us to have seen this in person, and you had a reaction to that.
I did. So as I was saying earlier, Teresa had mentioned this to me beforehand, and I was like, well, let me go YouTube it, because sometimes if I see something, it'll bring the memory back. And so I YouTubed these two shows, I guess they were. And my immediate reaction was, oh my God. So there are actually like live full-size costumes for all of the Muppets. So if you've ever been to Muppet Vision 3D, which I'm sure many of you have before, and you know how what's his face? Help me out.
Sweetums
comes out and he's fully life-size. This is every single Muppet is fully life-size. And I just looked at them and thought, where has Run Disney been hiding this from us? Because this is an epic character snob.
And there's like that you could meet those characters. Janice. Yeah, I know I've seen pictures from the early 90s of people meeting Miss Piggy and Kermit. So in addition to doing these shows, I know at least some of the characters you you could meet. And Patty, you and I went to one of the Moonlight Magic events where they had Sweetums come out that you could meet for one of the DVC events. But yeah, I'm wondering where all these costumes are. Like, can we still meet real Muppets? Because I would 100% wait in line for that.
I mean, they're kind of terrible, to be honest, when you go and you look back, because it's from the 90s. So, you know, costumes and our current portrayal of characters is so different from the way that it was back then. But I would really like to see these relics. I want them. I want them to come back. I want to take the pictures with them. I think they're fantastic. Disney, what are you doing? I know you're listening. I can't wait to show Patty these. She's going to be like, these are terrible.
Yes, so we're going to watch the shows after. So especially anybody in the Facebook group, if any of you visited during this time frame and have memories of these shows, please let us know what you remember about them. And I think we'll add the link, so people, if you want to watch it yourself and see what this is, we will add that in there too. But I really do want to know if anybody remembers watching this, and especially in their childhood, just if they remember having any reaction to it. So the other very fun thing that I found out is happening over on the West Coast. And I have not shared any of this with Jane or Patty yet. I cannot wait to hear their live reactions. But so apparently in 1991, there was supposed to be this big promotion in Disneyland called Muppets Takeover Disneyland. And the whole premise was going to be about how Mickey and everyone were really tired from the 35th anniversary. So they were going to take a break. They were going to go on vacation. And Kermit offered that the Muppets would come in and take over Disneyland for 1 year. So there's a lot of like temporary things that they were planning, including the planter in front of the train station was going to be a giant Kermit face instead of Mickey. They were going to be adding some Muppet characters into Small World and Pirates of the Caribbean. I think for Pirates, the one I remember was Animal was going to be the one like running around and chasing the woman around, like around the well. They were going to paint the Matterhorn Kermit green. Remember, for 1 year, mind you, they're going to paint the Matterhorn.
It's like the birthday cake castle. I can't.
There were parades planned, which I don't know if they were going to be with those full-sized Muppet characters or if they were going to be with like the actual Muppets, but they were also going to be moving, the permanent change was going to come from all this, was moving Muppet Vision 3D into Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln. It was going to take over that spot at the front of the park.
Ooh, okay, girl, like, I'm over here hyperventilating because I have such mixed feelings on all of this.
I know, it's a roller coaster. It's like, oh, that sounds cool. That sounds fun. It's like, wait, what?
On one hand, it sounds amazing, but like for a night or maybe a week.
Yes.
Yes. But to do that for a whole entire year, I'm like, you can't take the Mickey head out of the planter in the front of the park at Disneyland for a whole year. What are you people thinking, right?
I'm like, you can project a green coloring onto the Matterhorn. You don't need to paint it. I'm okay with that.
That's the part that got me. I was like, they fully paint it for 1 year. Like,
No.
Wow. Yeah. No, that's a lot.
And people were getting upset about the paint changes at Magic Kingdom for the 50th.
Correct. Could you imagine what Disneyland faithful would have done if this had happened and had actually gone through as expected? My other issue with this is that
they would have done nothing because there was no social media.
Well, that's true. But, you know, my other issue with this is that there are people who dreamed of coming to Disneyland their entire life and then they show up and they're like, where the heck is Mickey Mouse, you know? That would be slightly problematic, I think. But wow. Wow. All right, so I vote for this idea, but maybe for a week or maybe a month, I could even go for a month. Not painting the Matterhorn, though. Let's do some projections if you want to, but no painting of the Matterhorn. Don't mess with anything that's like semi-permanent there. But I think it would be hilarious to actually find the Muppets in It's a Small World. I think that would be so much fun to do, and very clever. I'm sure they would do it in a very clever way. I mean, you know where the Swedish Chef is going to be, right? So yeah, I kind of like this. I don't totally hate it, but I would hate it for a whole year. That I will say.
I love it for an after party. Like the way we do like the villains party here, or they did like the 80s party at Disneyland. Do it as an after hours. I'd go. I think that's a great idea. I would definitely support a fully Muppet themed post party. Or even here at Hollywood Studios, if you want to take everything here and kind of Muppet it up for an evening.
We think the way that they would do with Star Wars weekends, exactly, you know, back before, exactly, you know, Star Wars became a bigger part of Disney, like, I would absolutely book a trip for, like, a Muppets weekend event somewhere. Well,
of course
somewhere.
You would. Of course I would.
To be honest, like, I love when they do that stuff and they make it, like, a short thing, you know, because it makes it special and it's not permanent and it's not overdone. So it doesn't get to be like, oh, well, it's just another thing. Like, make it special and like make it worth it. That's all I ask.
Yeah, definitely agree. I know, Jane, so since we're talking about things that Disney could have done but didn't do, when we were planning this episode out, it also came up that you apparently have like a Muppets attraction in mind. Something that you want to see. And I want to hear about this.
I just don't understand why we do not have a ride that's like the great, not the Great Muppet Caper, the Muppet Movie. So, you know, when like Fozzie's driving the taxi cab and Kermit's with him and they're all bear left, frog right. And like, why aren't we like in a car going on their journey and getting the gang back together? Like, this needs to be a thing. And I feel like they need to do this. Like, it just needs to be an extension. Do not get rid of Muppet Vision 3D because now it's classic and you can't touch it. But like, add it on. Give us a little Muppetville or whatever. Do they have a town? I don't know. Give us a little Muppet Land. And put this in there. Like, there's so
funny.
Much
so Muppet Land, I forgot to add this. So they were going to overwrite the Disneyland sign that it was going to be Muppet Land.
No. Oh, no. No, 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 Disneyland no.
Sign was gonna be Muppet Land. I'm having a heart attack.
No. You could do that mess at Disney World. I'd be all about that. But not at my Disneyland. No. No.
I agree. No, no.
All right. So, what are some other places that we would like to see the Muppets? I know there was some discussion on Twitter when this whole big, we know there's a big announcement coming. What could it be? And some folks threw out there that they wanted to see Hall of Presidents taken over by the Muppets. In other words, we'd get rid of the animatronic presidents. Bye-bye. Y'all all gone. All of y'all. Not just the ones we hate. It would be all of them. And it would be Muppets instead, like telling us about the history of our nation or whatnot, right? I actually don't hate that idea. I think it'd be kind of cute and kind of fun. I do like history, and I think history through the eyes of the Muppets would also be relatable for kids. So the more that you can get, because kids aren't going into Hall of Presidents unless their parents are dragging them in there, right? So this would be some place where they would actually, I think, get something out of it. What else would you guys like to see?
I would actually probably take it out of Hall of Presidents. And I mean, we could do something else completely with that attraction, but I would put it over in the America Pavilion, because the Regal Beagle, which is actually called the Regal Eagle, is based on Sam Eagle.
So that's
right. It's perfect to go in there. You have a giant theater. You could have a full-on Muppet show. I can just see them lining the sides, all lit up in their busts. I mean, there is no better place for a salute to all nations, but mostly America, than in America.
You know, Jane, you are correct. And I know Teresa absolutely is probably having a gut-wrenching, twisting moment right now going, wait, more IP and more characters in my beloved Epcot, but it's the Muppets. So
it's the Muppets.
Say you?
And I think, because you had mentioned, you know, I think the Hall of Presidents, so that's one. I think that's a great idea because they've already had, you know, Muppets are in or were in Liberty Square. They've already, you know, the great moments in history was there. I think that makes sense. I love that idea, and I really hope that it still happens at some point. If they were going to put Muppets elsewhere in Walt Disney World, I definitely get it. It also seems like it would make sense given that they've already introduced Sam Eagle over to the America Pavilion. I don't have as strong feelings about the American Adventure as some people do. So while it does kind of go against my more IP in Epcot, that's one. I think Muppets presenting educational things, I love that. It's at least if they're taking over an attraction, I think there still is an educational component to it. So if you're going to do that in Epcot, it works that way. My biggest qualm is when it's they just completely take out anything related to history or culture and they just make it here's a movie we have. So if they're keeping the edutainment, I can be on board with that.
Okay. All right. Cool.
And so when I was thinking, there's Muppet Vision 3D existed. It did eventually get to California. It was at California Adventure for like 13-ish years in the early 2000s. I don't think there's any Muppet-related things in Disneyland since that left. So I was like, you know, we already have, there's the Mission Breakout, Guardians of the Galaxy at Tower of Terror. So I'm like, whenever, if at any point that starts to become stale, let's do a Muppet version. Let the Muppets take over. Because we have seen Muppets are timeless. They have been around long enough at this point that they can have fresh takes on things. And, you know, you have all the music, so you'll just have to start having the Electric Mayhem doing the soundtrack to it and having Muppets pop up in all the different areas. So that was my, I was like, if we want to get Muppets somewhere in California so they at least have a taste of it, let's, in a few years, let's just put Muppets over there and see how it goes.
Muppets in Avengers Land. Okay. All right. On Avengers Campus. Well, we'll see if that works out or not. I don't know. I can't get on board with that one, but that's also because you're messing with, you know, my favorite ride at this point in the Disney parks. Yeah. So, yeah, Teresa, we're going to put you on hold over there. Just
veto.
Muppets everywhere.
Since I'm already going ahead and replacing some movie elements with Muppets, there was a trend on Twitter a while back too that was talking about what movie would you remake with Muppets. And I think some of them were, you know, all Muppet casts, or some of them were you keep one actor and everyone else is Muppets. But so this got me thinking, and I came up with one that I really like. And this is, we're going to, you know, it happened because I saw Willy Wonka is getting a prequel. And then I was starting to think, I'm like, what would a Muppets Willy Wonka look like?
Oh my gosh.
So I have cast this. And okay. This is one we're replacing everybody. So Kermit is obviously Charlie Bucket. Like, I think that's just a given. Yes. Piggy is Veruca Salt. Gonzo is Mike TV. Janice is Violet, mostly because there's very few female Muppets, which is something that we need to correct. you have Animal would be Augustus Gloop. And Statler and Waldorf would be the Oompa Loompas, because giving like warnings, like they would comment on everything everyone's doing terribly. And then you have Fozzie as Willy Wonka, who's kind of taking everyone around. So this was my Willy Wonka featuring the Muppets.
I'm a big Willy Wonka fan, but like the original, like Gene Wilder
version. Yeah, I love the original. The new so version. Much.
Yeah. But I think I could get behind a Muppet Willy Wonka. I mean, it's not something that's completely original, but I don't know if everybody has seen the Muppet Hamilton that is online.
I have not. That,
oh my gosh. Yes. It's so cute. So I'll put the link in the show. I'll forget to send the link to Patty for show notes, but if you want to ask us about it, I will happily Google it again and provide it for you. But yeah, Muppets Hamilton is great. And that was also kind of while I was like, oh, well, they don't even have to rewrite a whole show. They could just put Muppets Hamilton over there in American Adventure and I'd be happy. But yeah, Muppet Hamilton.
Wow. So Patty, if you don't have one, I can give you a prompt.
Yeah, what's your prompt? Because I'm like over here going, can't think of anything that I need to see the Muppets like take over and remake. I don't think.
I want to hear you recast
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Plus, I recast the Avengers as Muppets.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! It's no, I can't do Guardians that. Of that Galaxy. Hurts. That hurts my heart, guys. I can't.
You have to be as Captain America, right?
Well, no. I'm sorry, but Captain stays because could you imagine the preciousness of Chris Evans interacting with Muppets?
Yes. I mean, I think we all want that.
Right? I mean, how can we not want to see that? Disney, we
need to. So here's, whatever attraction Disney puts in with Muppets, because they hear this episode and they're going to realize, yes, we need to do that. Like, most of these new attractions do have a celebrity involvement. So it's going to be hosted by Chris Evans. Chris Evans is going to be the human element in whatever Muppet attraction.
Done. We've cast that. Yes, absolutely. That's a done deal. Because that I could see, and that would be adorable and give me like great happiness for years to come. So yeah, I like that idea. All right.
Does anybody? I think that's everything I had covered. But I am curious because somehow we've gotten through this entire episode and it hasn't come up yet. Do either of you have favorite Muppets?
Somewhat. I went through a phase with Muppet merchandise before it was like a big deal. And I always used to buy things that had Beaker on it, where I love Beaker and I love Animal.
Yeah, I think those are insane. They always are very high on my list.
I mentioned this, the Swedish Chef earlier, and that's because he just, I die laughing every time I watch any of his skits. So I guess randomly I like the Swedish Chef. I don't know why, but he really makes me laugh. So I guess that one, I don't know. It feels weird to say he's my favorite character, but I dig him. Yeah.
I'll say I always rotate. Oh yeah. Miss Piggy is classic. I always rotate. I love Statler and Waldorf, like obvious reasons. So but I think I also really love Rizzo the Rat and then Pepe the King Prawn.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Anytime Pepe shows up, like, I know I'm going to laugh. And even his Twitter account is great. Like, I love the Muppet Twitter accounts in general. But yeah, Pepe was always one. I'm like, I'll just retweet all the time if it comes up in my feed.
I don't think I follow them on Twitter.
That's why I'm like, I haven't seen things come up recently. So I know that they were tweeting more when it was the Muppet Show. Like, or the Muppets TV series was out. I'm not sure if they're still actively tweeting as much as they once were. So I'm going to have to look now.
I'm currently searching. And for anyone at home who's interested, Miss Piggy, Kermit the Frog, Fozzie Bear, Electric Mayhem, and Pepe the King Prawn all have their own verified Twitter accounts.
I mean, as they should. Can you imagine Miss Piggy not being verified on Twitter?
Like, oh no!
Come on,
she'd lose her mind.
No, she would be all up in Jack's face until that happened. So
yes. Yeah. I'm just surprised they didn't give her like her checkmark isn't a pink one.
It is not.
Come on, Twitter. What are you doing?
I don't know, but I did just click her photo and I saw her hair in this, and I was like, "Is she doing Bridgerton?" And then my brain went on a whole Muppet Bridgerton, and then I was like, oh, stop that. Don't do that.
Yeah, Jane, please no.
I was like, oh, I love how elegant she looks. It's so Bridgerton. And then I was like, oh, no.
Oh, my word.
I'm sure there is an audience for that out there.
Yeah, we've jumped the Muppets. So yeah. Let's go ahead and just wrap this one up.
probably a good call.
Yeah. If you at home have any thoughts about Muppets or suggestions for what they can do with the Muppets, or you want to share your Muppet memories with us, feel free to join our Facebook group. It's No Guilt Disney on Facebook, or send us an email at noguiltdisneypod@gmail.com.
And make sure you keep joining us each week on the No Guilt Disney podcast, because as Patty likes to say,
it's no fun to fangirl the Muppets alone. Bye, y'all.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.